How rewarding has it been for you to spend the last 4 years with teams that are, you know, legitimate Super Bowl contenders each year compared to the first, whatever, 8 years of your career and the frustrations you must have gone through?
I credit all my seasons right now to that, because, you know, it made me appreciate, you know, what am I going through now. And the thing about it is, back then, the first 8 years, we didn't have televised games, so no one really knew I could play. No one even knew I existed, because our teams were that bad. We were 2-14, 4-12, you know, and no TV games, no one seen anything. But once I went to Denver and everybody saw that I can really play, and that's when I started getting the limelight and people realizing, oh, this guy is really good. This guy can play. And I credit, you know, being on those bad teams, because I was overlooked there and I didn't play as much. And now that later in my career, I'm playing more, you know, and now I'm a star. So people think it just happened. No, I've been a good football player. I just wasn't known.
Now, Mike, most guys, when they're in their mid-30s, they're long past out of the league. But I'm taking a look at your stats, my man. 5 picks, back-to-back years, 33 and 34. Why have you been able to bring it?
You know, one is opportunity, and two is earlier in my career, you know, my body was saved. And I say that because, you know, I played a lot of special teams and I was a role player. And I didn't start till, like, my eighth year, I really, like, became a full-time starter with the Cleveland Browns. And then I went on to Denver and started there and everything, and now I'm a full-time starter. So I didn't have the wear and tear on my body and the hurt on my body like everybody else. So I was able to save gas in the tank.
Mike Adams joining us, 2-time Pro Bowl safety for the Indianapolis Colts, and this is a division where the quarterback play it seems to be on the move up, with Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, Marcus Mariota in Tennessee, and Brock Osweiler coming into Houston. And, of course, your quarterback, Andrew Luck, who had a very down year, but the expectations are that he'll bring it, you know, up a step. What's it like for you going with these three guys? You're going to have a 6'8" quarterback, a real scrambler in Mariota, and a real big guy who can run in Blake Bortles. How do you break down the three quarterbacks you'll face in the AFC South?
You know, I think they're all great quarterbacks. They are young and they're hungry. And what we do is we just go and play our game. We don't worry about what they do. We just worry about what we do. Right now, I think we already counted out. I think they already say we're gonna have the worst defense. So therefore, that's why we got to focus on us. We can't worry about what this quarterback doing, that quarterback doing, or that wide receiver or that running back for that matter. You know, we got to go out there and play our game, and, you know, and at the end of the day, we still got to play football, no matter if you're a scrambler, pocket passer, a deep third receiver, or even a short receiver. So it's all good.